There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
KVJ Cuts.
Virginia been on this kick, thinking that she'd make tons of money selling her underwear after hearing other people doing it. We had talked about this couple in Texas that had done OnlyFans. They were making about $400,000 extra dollars a year. Then we'd heard about people selling their underwear, making tons of money doing that. And then you had a taker that wanted your underwear. Have you been doing the exchange? Because I thought at one point you'd said that they had actually Venmo'd you the money already.
They did. I sent the underwear and I got the money.
So it's just one exchange. Can you say how much you got and what you sent?
Total from the person, I got $600.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Per pair, what is it?
So that would be, you know, $200 a pair.
Okay. There's nothing, if they want a little extra for this or extra for that, something.
Other people have sent me messages and said, oh, I'll pay you for them too, but I need pictures of you wearing them. And I was like, no, sorry. If you want pictures, it's going to cost you more than $200 a pair, honey.
So was the underwear new? Was it pre-worn?
It was pre-worn.
Okay.
And that was what was requested.
It's the pre-worn's really kind of the more common thing. Anyone can go buy some, you know, brand new panties,
sure,
and send it to somebody.
And they weren't brand new. Like, they had been worn and washed and worn and washed and
okay,
worn. And then there was some special request made. I had to put them in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
I guess it keeps the freshness. And then apparently what they do is they put them in the freezer, and that keeps them fresher longer.
The freshness, what? Meaning the
sourness.
The stank, actually. Yes.
So what? One day they take them out and thaw them off and just sniff away? Is that what it is?
They want it to smell, Kevin. That's what they yearned for. That's why people sniff the panties.
Wow.
Yeah, once I put them in the mail, I don't think about them anymore.
Oh, this guy's trying them on. He's doing it all. He's probably wrapped things in that.
I do think it's funny, though, what Jay Bird said to me. Because remember, I told you, I'm like, oh, I'm talking to a girl who's like the middle person, and she's helping me talk to the guy, and she's like acting as the agent. And remember, Jay Bird said, you're dumb. You're being catfish. You're not talking to no girl. I think Jay Bird's right.
Oh, you mean what, in the foot fetish community and the underwear community? They want, it's, they were faking it?
I thought I was talking to a girl because it had a girl's name as the Instagram.
Does this person want stuff with your feet too? Because there's a guy that keeps on hitting me up for your underwear and your pictures of your feet. Is this the same dude?
I don't know. Does he go by the name Christina?
This is what I was talking about earlier. When you open up that door, it's not going to just be, can I just get some Virginia underwear? No. This is the beginning stages of weird.
Nothing in life is that easy. There's strings attached.
You think it's all cute and innocent. There ain't nothing innocent about this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do anything stupid. And as soon as, like, requests for photos started coming my way, I'm like, nah.
Too far.
That's what happens, though. It opens up.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Well, maybe if the price is right, Virginia.
Not if I have to take pictures in the underwear to prove that I wore them. Then they cost a lot more than $200 a pair.
That's why I asked you the question, what would they go in a pair? And is that a standard, you know, $200 a pair? Or is it more, hey, Virginia, I'll pay $300 for this pair if I see your toes in the picture as well.
I went on that site, because there's a site, it's called Sophia Gray.
Yeah.
And it tells girls how to sell their panties. Like, it breaks it all down for you. But I think the average that you get for a pair of panties is like $20. So don't go thinking you're going to go on these sites and make all this money, because that's not how it is.
You got to have a name behind it.
I think I got lucky because this guy listens to the show, and he wanted to get my panties. And so I think that's the only reason I got that much. Mm-hmm. I don't think normally that's the going rate.
But I imagine for social media influencers and the such, they could easily dabble in this world and make a ton of money if they had a following.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
So now I guess the request is shifted over to Jaybird.
Okay.
He's received his own request now for his underwear.
How did this request arrive to him? Slow down and make it sexy.
You gave out my number on the air, which it was already out there anyway, but my number's out there, and my social media's out there, as yours is too. All of our numbers, except for I don't think Kevin's is out there. You just get weird text messages out of the blue. Mm-hmm.
So this came via text.
Via text.
Here's what it says. It says, Jaybird, I am what you call a zaddy. A Z-A-D-D-Y.
Zaddy, what is that?
We've talked about it, but I forget.
Let me pull it up. Hold on. Let me Google zaddy.
I've always had a thing for you, so here's my offer. I will pay $50 for your already worn undies. It would be 3 pair a week for $50. I have a Venmo account, so you know it's real. I need proof that you wore them. I can even pick them up at the station if you're wanting to send
I think he said if you don't want to send yourself.
Okay. So he would come and pick them up here. So we would have Captain KBJ at the front desk being our underwear exchange guy.
I feel like the captain would do it.
It's an intriguing offer because when they say I'll come to the station and pick them up, all I gotta do is wear some underwear and drop them in a Ziploc.
You're wearing to work and give them to Captain KBJ up there at the front desk.
A zaddy is an older, fashionable, charismatic, sexually attractive man. Zaddy.
Well, the Venmo account's real.
Okay.
Because you can tell if it's real or not. Now, whether this is really that cat's.
Yeah.
We're just in
you
a world.
You should do what I did and say, pay me first, and then I'll send you what you want.
But now I'm in that world.
And now really, you're in that world.
And he says I think you fit in that world,
he
though.
He says Lance from Vero Beach is his cat's name.
It's okay. A fake name.
It's a definitely fake name.
Okay.
There's no old guys named Lance.
I don't know about this world we live in. If we say $600, that's pretty good. $50 and a pair.
That's a lot.
You gonna do it? That is pretty good.
You should do it.
Let me call my dad. I'll talk to my dad and ask.
The other zaddy.
Let's see what that zaddy's got to say if I should do this or not.
The juicy zaddy.
Daddy, meet my zaddy.
This is getting weird.
Wow.
But it's the holidays, you know, a little extra Christmas cash.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people going around for it.
KVJ Cuts.